Thank you, thank you. Thank you ever so much. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. I want to offer deep gratitude for the musicians in the band. Benny Refill on bass. Cindy Blackman on drums. We want to offer our gratitude to the House of the Blues. This has been our home for about 200 years now or something like that. But most of all, we want to thank you, because we wouldn't do this if you weren't here. Thank you for being here. I learned today a very important lesson, that everything in life can be very rewarding to you and I if you learn how to present yourself. It's in the presentation, in the timing, that you can be rewarded with abundance of blessings and miracles and being successful, lucrative, profitable, all that stuff. But you have to learn to get your presentation and your timing together. For me, when things get a little strange, I see the world falling apart sometimes, and I just go, thank you, sweet baby Jesus. Somehow everything kind of falls back together, especially with the music. Besides the music, we want to offer you something to take home and feel good about yourself. And that thing is that we want to remember you, help you remember that you are precious and priceless. I'm not trying to suck up to you. I'm just trying to give you something that will really help you during this lifetime. You know, you are significant. You're meaningful. Look in the mirror and say, God loves me. He's proud of me, and he believes in me. Say amen, somebody. I hope you're one of those that you're tired and fatigued with being and thinking like a victim mentality. That shit is boring, you know? Thinking like a victim mentality is boring, predictable, and pathetic. Uncle Carlos is in the mood today of saying, let's pick it up. Let's rise up. No. No to the center of your cord. You are worthy of God's grace. So be happy with yourself. What are we doing now? La cucaracha? More marijuana? Who let the dogs out? What are we doing? Oh, guess what? We have in the house someone from a band that I really admire. This band that I'm going to mention to you, they were the number one band at Woodstock, okay? Number one band, Sly Stone. Second band, Jimi Hendrix. Third band, Santana. Look it up. And we have in the house the drummer from Sly Stone, Mr. Greg Enrico. He's going to sit in with us. We're going to do a couple of hippie songs. One is by the Young Rascals, People Got to Be Free. And the second one is by Marvin Gaye. It's called Ride On.